The Sentai Review, Episode 21, Some More Power Rangers Movie Stuff. So, welcome back to the Sentai Review, the show that, if it was casting a show of itself, it would cast Dolph Lundgren to be Bill, Reploid Bill William Bush.
Don't be
you and your fucking Lundgren. Look, he's not working anymore. I'm pretty sure if you offer him the right amount of money,
bullshit,
he'll come over and fuck you.
He's a kindergarten teacher right now.
Yeah, like I said, he's not doing much. Just offer him the right amount of money.
Scott Action Jackson.
Set level Sario.
Haters.
Shane McCree, proto guy.
Okay, let's whore out the website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so today we are talking some new Power Rangers stuff because they dropped some costume-like images.
Which is funny because they dropped the costumes the day of or the day after we ended up filming like the last episodes. So that's why we didn't have them.
Okay, and, due to a problem with my computer... We're going to have to view the images a different way today, but it shouldn't affect the way our episodes work.
My ass.
Look.
Goddamn Microsoft was just like, oh, you have Windows 8? Here's Windows 10. Deal with it.
So anybody that doesn't have Windows 10 yet, be aware if you decided that you weren't getting it, you might be getting it. I had the Windows 8 64-bit Pro, and I loved it. It worked great. It was no problem whatsoever with it. I was enjoying it and everything, and I understood the program, and I was able to work on my own computer and do what I had to do. Then I came out to the living room, sat down, turned my computer on, and it was like Windows 10 is uploaded, and it was like Windows 10 is installed and ready. And I was like, what? What the shit happened? For some reason... The update to Windows 8 forced me into Windows 10, and I never once hit an accept or acknowledge button or a register or like do it this time, nothing. I just have Windows 10 now.
And I haven't turned my computer on in about 2 years. Turned my shit on the other day because I got internet, and I still have fucking 7. So I ain't touching update dick.
Luckily... This should not affect our episodes, so let's go ahead and get into the episode. Like I said, we're discussing the Power Rangers costumes.
The new costumes that have been revealed.
Yes, the Stark issued Power Ranger armor.
Yeah.
Look, first of all, we seen this shit coming.
I did.
We had our own Americanized Power Rangers movie. What did they do? They put them in paintball-looking outfits.
Now, hold on.
With extra armor and
Let me
shit.
Just say this. Before we even go into this review of new costumes and everything, remember, in Japan, Sentai is more of a mystic magic thing.
Yeah.
Here in America, this is not true. If I have to justify these costumes before we even get into it, I'm going to tell you this. In America, these are superheroes using a technology... from the Morpher, which allows them to equip a special technologically based uniform, which confuses the hell out of me because it's made of spandex, but that's what it is. It's a technology, not an energy, not a power. They talk about may the power protect you and shit, but it's very obvious that Zordon talks about it being a technology. He accesses all of it through a technology. So if you're a movie guy... like a director or some shit, and you're handed Power Rangers, and they give you the original scripts, this is probably why they look the way they do. This is technology.
No, Rangers, those Spankies are made out of metal. Put glitter on them and be stronger.
No.
Anyway.
And I guess these are better Metal Rangers than we got in our own series. Right off the bat.
Yeah, other than the glitter bullshit.
So if you couldn't guess, let's just go ahead and go into it. Picture Iron Man with a Ranger helmet, but the middle piece is going to be a diamond and then the reactor glow. Oh, and there's a morpher on the belt.
A glow-up morpher on the belt.
Yeah.
And then we got the five colors.
I want to talk about the helmets real quick before we even move on. It is interesting to me that the Yellow Ranger, who is supposed to be, Sabretooth Tiger, that helmet, no for me. And it's interesting that the blue has the same goddamn helmet as a Triceratops. The only people whose helmets make sense to me is red and pink.
Yeah.
Because the Black Ranger, I don't know what kind of mastodon that is, but it's a scary motherfucking mastodon.
It's some charcoal mastodon, I guess.
Yeah, the helmets are just fucking wrong, as far as I'm concerned.
Somebody got the beta Far Crymal. That's what that shit was.
So, anything else on this image, people?
I'm going to say next.
Because I don't know how else to describe what we're looking at here.
Well, the problem is everybody's already seen these pictures, so if they're listening to this podcast-wise, they really, they already fucking seen it. Everybody's lost their mind over the fucking,
Iron
Stark
Man,
Industries version of
Iron
Power
Man,
Rangers.
Guyver costumes.
Yeah, so everybody's seen them already, so they already know this shit. Plus, at the same time, technically, the Super Sentai, we get more views off the YouTube than we do the podcast.
Next. Oh, 93, 95, fuck yeah, and 2017. They have evolved a little bit over the years, a little bit of evolution. I wonder, would it have been too much to ask that we also get like a 95 glitter suit in this, maybe, if we could have really seen the progression of things, maybe?
No, because technically that would have been a 94 glitter suit when it comes right down to it.
Well, okay, if it started in 93, I think it was Season 3 that had glitter. So is that 96?
Actually, technically, yeah, you might be right.
Was 96 the glitter costume? So we went from spandex to paintball gear to glitter to Iron Men and women. I apologize. It's definitely some Iron Women involved here.
Actually, I kind of feel like you got to be wrong with the glitter shit, because right after they did up the movie, they did all the fucking the ninja shit, and then, like, I think it was a
glitter
little bit after the movie, they were like, jump right in all the ninjas.
Well,
type of
the
gear.
The ninjas were their own series.
Yeah.
Because Season 2 was where the ninjas show up. And that's where Rito comes down and destroys their stuff, wrecks the power, and then they have to go find Ninjor and everything, because the movie is the same storyline as the series. It's just different characters involved.
I looked it up, and the movie came out in June of 95, and the first appearance of the glitter suits came out in November of 95.
Oh, fuck. Still
okay,
awful
so
close to
yeah,
96.
Yeah, it would have been. Okay, yeah. See, I knew it had to be really fucking close.
Glitter.
But I could have sworn it was before. But alright, yeah, no, that checks out then. Again, I got a little sleep last night.
Next! Oh!
Here's a bit of a comparison of some of the costumes. I guess the original-ish next to...
Kinda yes and kinda no, because the problem is you got the red and the black new Iron Man shit compared to the red and the blue, old school. So yeah, at least the red you can compare a little bit better. And again, the helmet does look kind of correct, but like I said, I seen this shit coming. As soon as they were like, oh, new Power Rangers, and I was like, oh, well, we got hardcore, like, paintballing armored fucking Rangers. I wonder if they're going to make these motherfuckers wear flak jackets and shit. Like, nope, you ain't going to shoot me.
And, I knew we were looking at Iron Man. Next. Yeah.
And we got the movie costume.
I can't help but be curious what they're going to do with a Green Ranger in this new design. And I think back to all the mock images I've seen of Iron Man on the internet for the Green Ranger.
Again, I think the last one where we were talking about Rita and everybody, like, the way that the fans were, they were kind of digging on our fan theories, especially mine of Rita being the Green Ranger at the time. So technically we've already seen the Green Ranger costume.
Yeah.
Until it comes to the actual, she needs to find a human.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I've seen online where somebody actually recolored one of these newer CGI costumes to be green.
What they decide, what do you think the shield is going to be, guys? You think they're going to do that energy shield on top of him? Kind of like what that hardcore Ranger independent thing did?
Oh, God.
Think about it. Look at this.
I hated that fucking video.
Doesn't matter. Look at it. I mean, you gotta question things realistically.
Actually, I feel like if they're going to end up doing anything, they'll probably just change the chest plate to being gold. Like, it won't actually be, like, armor.
Oh,
like,
man.
How it used to be.
That would disappoint the shit out of me. He needs that shield.
Yeah, I know.
Somehow, one way or another. Next.
That's kind of a sweet pick.
Yeah, it's kind of the red. The Red Ranger comparing to the older versions.
Oh, man. This is very Guyver. Like,
yeah,
now that
yeah.
I'm in closer Guyver. And it looks like a skin rather than a robotic type of apparatus. I mean, it looks robotic, but it looks living robot like Guyver.
Yeah, Iron Man Guyver-ish.
I don't know. Again, I still don't think it's... I don't think any of them really look that terrible. Like, the one complaint that I keep hearing the most is everybody keep being like, we're fucking updating to nowadays, and these motherfuckers still have lips built into their fucking helmets? And it's like, yeah, Power Rangers still does that shit. Have you not watched our Super Sentai reviews? They've been doing that shit for years.
That's a common problem right now, is people are complaining about the lips?
Yes.
The mouth.
Everybody's already run down all the fucking, oh, fucking Tony Stark, Iron Man, Power Ranger suits, what the fuck? And then everybody ran out of fucking ideas. So when it comes down to being critical on these fucking suits, the only complaint that I keep hearing over and over is, oh, why does there still have to be lips on the goddamn helmet?
So that Kimberly can kiss fucking Tommy, of course. Next. There you go.
There's the helmets.
Yeah. That's. Okay, yellow is fucking wrong, black is fucking wrong, blue is fucking wrong, pink and red are close. Red the closest.
Yeah.
Pink a close second.
Probably going to be the closest as it can
I
get.
Would give
Why
blue
the, yellow
the
and,
third closest.
The yellow and blue, yellow, blue, and pink seem to have the same fucking helmet as far as I'm concerned.
Yellow looks more like a falcon or something.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. It's the same helmet. It's the spike that goes up into a curve that has the two little spikes on the side of the helmet that then has the visor. And that's the same with the Triceratops. And it's
yeah.
And
like
I don't know
said,
what's going on with the Black Ranger.
Him, I have no fucking idea.
He looks cool.
The blue, I can at least see where they tried to put the horns on the side of his head instead of like the front of the helmet.
Should we call him the Shadow Ranger since he's more darker than...
These guys kind of remind me of the Psycho Rangers a bit.
Huh.
Yeah,
I kind of see where you're going with that.
I wonder if anybody's really put those comparisons up yet, because they do kind of have a Psycho Rangers look about them from space.
Yeah, remember those guys.
Yeah, but you got to remember, most of the people that are bitching are everybody riding their fucking nostalgia boners again.
Yeah, but
they're like, I grew up with Power Rangers. Let's see what they ruined my childhood.
But those people might know who the Psycho Rangers are, though.
Well, yes, the key word is might, but at the same time, do you realize how many people, like, as soon as they went to Ninja, they were like, done with Power Rangers, I'm going to start watching MTV music videos and jerking off over real-world road rules. Yeah, there's one person right there sitting in the corner raising their hand. They
jerking
were like, I'm done with
this
childhood
rules?
Shit, I'm moving on to fucking, like, MTV bullshit. Most people didn't continue to watch cartoons well into their 30s like I am.
Shane?
Yeah?
Did you jerk off to the real world road rules?
No, I continued to watch Power Rangers.
So you jerked off to Power Rangers?
Yes.
Yellows?
No.
I said it last night in the messenger, Power Rangers is probably the reason why Shane is broken.
Next.
And it's not just the Yellow Ranger.
Kind of a comparison of the Morpher area thing.
Yeah.
Except the wrong coin.
Let's see, it's also the Blue Ranger's Morpher.
Next!
See, that...
Dude.
It kind of makes sense
Dude.
With that.
Yeah.
I mean, we got the Rita in the background and the Rangers and their costumes.
I like these costumes, to be fair.
So do I. I think
they're cool as shit.
I liked the 95 costumes myself.
Dude, the Zord?
You're wrong.
Holy shit.
If that's what they're going to use.
If that's what the Megazord looks like.
Yeah, if that's what it actually does look like, that is fucking beast of shit.
I think
that
was part of the concept art.
They upgraded Puff the Magic Dragon over there with a much more ferocious one.
You hating?
No, you misunderstand. I've always liked the Zords.
You gangbanging on bacon over there? That's what that is, man. The Red Ranger, like the Red Tyrannosaurus Zord, was like the bacon at your fucking breakfast table, man. You don't talk shit about it.
I've always liked
That's the greatest thing
I
ever.
I always liked the Zords from our original
Next.
Series, but...
Yeah,
makes perfect
the
sense.
Comic.
Tony.
Rangers.
Tony, I need suits for 5 teenagers to fight an evil space witch. I got you, Z-Man.
Next.
I can do better.
Wow.
Welcome.
See, like I said, everybody ran these jokes into the ground, so all I've been hearing all fucking week is, why the fuck do you do that?
It's because they do, man.
It's like, when was the last time you paid attention to fucking Power Rangers? Really, when was the last fucking time? Go back, look, they've had fucking lips on the helmets for goddamn years. We've made fun of it every fucking time. Until they've had sports bras and baby bibs and shit like that.
Next.
You know. I haven't seen that one, that's actually
that's
pretty fucking
that's
funny.
Really freaking
Tony's
cool.
head in the Zordon's little...
Dude, that one's Dang. Really cool.
Now, Rangers, here's what I'm going to need you guys to do. I'm going to need you guys to go off and fight Rita. I got shit to do, like look for the Hulk.
Next.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the Stark Expo. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
that's
everybody's,
also
yeah.
awesome as well.
Yeah. Like
Next.
I said, these jokes ran real... Oh, God.
What they see, what we see. Crash Test Dummy, the Black Panther, Iron Man. What the fuck?
I don't know. That's prepare to zoom in.
I guess Blue Beetle on the very end.
Yeah, on the very
yeah.
end, that's Blue Beetle.
But I don't know who
the pink one. I can't tell. But then again, I'm also blind as a bat. And
next.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yo, that makes a lot of sense.
Fuck the source material. Let's just copy what's popular right now.
It's true. It's
yeah.
exactly what
Power
they did.
Rangers Evolution.
Yeah. I think that might be my only issue with what I've been seeing, is that Rita looks genuinely new and rethought. She looks like she was brought into a modern age and redesigned. She's not supposed to be human, and she's going to have to fight the Rangers, so they couldn't fucking put her with the Madonna boobs. So they had to change the design. This looks like Iron Man armors.
Because Iron Man is all sorts of popular, along with the Marvel movies.
Yes, because yep. in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's fucking popular right now. So rather than make up their own material, they just hired some fucking... guy. I don't know who's fucking doing the effects yet. I haven't looked it up. But whoever was in charge of costume design was just like, is Iron Man popular right now? And people were like, yeah, what are you talking about? Of course he's popular right now. And they were like, can we just paint the Iron Man suit blue and black? And they were like, fuck, we can, can't we? Rangers. The creativity for Rita, I see. I don't see any genuine creativity or design in what I'm looking at here. It's just very, this works right now, steal it. Next.
And we're back to the first one.
We're back to the first one.
Damn, that actually kind of sucks. I'm looking up the cast and crew to see if maybe I can't find, like,
well,
who's doing the special effects.
Let's also put the,
let's go to the concept art.
Yeah,
too.
Let's go to the concept art and just get one big epimisode out of this, okay? Do, 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 do. Need to open with do. There. Okay. We got a command center looking bobber here.
This is.
It's kind of neat. See, now this looks genuinely inventive. It looks like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Big upgrade.
Almost alien-like, like the power core to a flying saucer or some shit, and he's in the middle of it, the Zordon thing, and there's these power tubes on the side, and this looks good. This looks creative to me. The Rangers just don't. This looks neat, if this is what this comes down to being.
Wait, is that an alpha?
Yes, alpha.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. You'll see the alpha.
I just noticed that, because like, I'm staring at like the side tubes, which used to be just LED lights that flashed green and yellow and shit.
Dude.
You know, then he had a Zordon
alpha,
tube.
Alpha be beast.
Dude, if
alpha,
the
go,
alpha...
Alpha can go fight Rita by himself.
If it's the real Alpha, if that's not just concept, what I've been seeing, Alpha looks bad as shit.
Oh, yeah. Zordon will fuck shit up,
remember,
too.
Remember, this is from concept art, so...
Next. Yeah, but how far
this,
along...
This
in
is the concept art Alpha, along with Zordon Tyrant.
But let's be honest, how far along is the concept? Like, you say this is concept art, but... Just like when they released concept, quote-unquote, for the new Sentai for the 2016, that wasn't concept. They already had a full working commercial. This?
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much concept this really is anymore. Because they're already releasing images of the Rangers and Rita, which means they're already far along. They're already far enough along to have filmed enough to already have all of this done. This might not be concept at all. You might be looking at exactly what we're going to see.
So bare-ass naked Zordon in a tube.
Why not? It wouldn't be that shocking.
Interdimensional, Scotty. Interdimensional.
And also, if we're going to have, and I quote, heavily, skank Rita, then why not naked Zordon?
You mean Tyrant?
Yes.
Going to be running around looking for STARS members? Because everybody seems to forget that not only is this a Stark Industries production, but Umbrella is backing Stark Industries here.
Next.
Deadpool
and
broke
I'll bet
a
you,
whole bunch of shit
I'll bet
here.
You this is exactly what we're looking at right here would be most of what you see all the time anyway. You would never see Zordon's whanger.
Yeah. Especially seeing as how it looks like he's damn near, like, the tube itself is almost just kind of frozen in it.
Unlike the Dr. Manhattan in Watchmen.
I'm curious if it's going to be more of like a Star Trek effect. Almost like he's in a transport tube and his molecules are held together by this device. Because we were originally given this stupid concept that he's an interdimensional being caught in a time warp. What if his molecules were spread, and whatever this device is, it holds him in place here in our universe, which is why if we lose contact, if something happens to the tube, he will disperse and then we lose him.
Yeah, it'd probably make a bit more sense there. I just keep looking at all, like, the graph readouts, like it's supposed to be, like, a heart monitor and all sorts of shit like
that.
So
that's exactly what I mean.
This, it kind of reminds me of a...
Maybe it's a life support system. Maybe there's actually something going
on
with him.
Me of a
but that's what I mean. They have to keep...
Wife.
If they do...
Remember when she was stuck in that tube and all the snow and stuff was going around?
What?
Oh, you had me confused. I thought you said Frieza as in Dragon Ball
Freeze.
Z, not Dr. Freeze
Mr.
from Batman.
Freeze.
Oh.
Mr. Freeze's wife, how she
was
stuck in
Nora
like
Freeze.
Snow and stuff like that.
I don't think that's going to be a cold tube. I'm honest with you.
Well, it kind of looks like it, though. So
it looks like it, but
because if they keep with the original concept in any way whatsoever, he's interdimensional, and somehow she sped up his molecules. Because remember, they also say stuff like, and only the movie really talks about it. They say that if he comes out of that tube, he ages rapidly and dies. And if they're junctioning anything from the original movie, and if those are monitors and everything keeping track of his vitals, it's keeping track of him in our universe.
Yeah, it's just a fancy life support system.
Next.
Yeah. Stars.
And I'll bet you the tube is normally empty. I'll bet you the effect is the tube is probably empty, and all that there's like going to be like a gas or something inside of it, like particles, and all the particles come together when he's about to start talking, and they form this image.
His eyes, though, it's just...
Well, he's not human.
Yeah.
It's very true.
That's one of the biggest problems...
Yeah, I was about to say, because you're commenting on the eyes. Look at his fucking forehead, man. That looks like scales going up his head.
It's reptilian.
So, yeah.
I don't know if it's that I'm a Star Trek fan, so I'm willing to let go of this stuff easier, but... When Star Trek got a budget, all those things that were aliens actually became aliens. If you watch the original 1960s series for Star Trek, every alien was just some fucking dude with orange hair or a white wig, or they painted him orange, and like the whole universe was populated by humans. Humans that wear different clothes or humans that look like the Spanish Inquisition, or humans that
except
fucking
for the lizard
have
men from that one episode.
The Gorn. One episode has a fucking alien, and he can't see through the costume, so it's one of the worst fight scenes ever recorded.
That ain't no fucking joke.
Now, today, when you see a Gorn in Star Trek, they're scary as shit. They're giant, crazy, like, lizard men. And one became a Red Lantern, and it was amazing. It was amazing,
fucking
Shane.
Fucking crossover comics. Oh, shit.
Next.
Oh, here's that sword.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks beast as fuck.
Like I said,
oh, look, he's in the head.
Yeah.
He's piloting it.
Like I said, I never had a problem with our original Zords. We never did, but...
Oh, wait, is Michael Bay in charge of this? Because,
doesn't it look... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm seeing the helicopters and explosions. Did somebody con him into making these Zords, thinking it was going to be a new Transformers movie?
I was just about to say, the other thing is, if you look at this, this is very much... Like, if I had to describe this for people that aren't seeing it, this is a cross between Transformers Iron Man from the Beast Wars movie.
Yep.
And I like how he still has
the tiny
arms. Yeah, he still has the tiny, completely useless arms. Even in a robot sense, there's no way that those arms could do anything for him.
They want to keep it as realistic as possible.
The way that they look, the claws almost look like they could be like cattle prods, like shove enough electricity in between them and zap the fuck out of somebody.
Yeah, but he would still have to grab something.
Yeah,
and
by
then
it would probably
just
be like bite.
Listen, those arms ain't doing nothing but just hanging there.
That's what I mean. Those they might have a purpose, but it's not a practical one.
Kind of want to see what the others look like. If this is actually something that is true, I want to see.
My thing is looking at this design. You're talking about wanting to see the others. I'm afraid of what the Megazord is going to look like.
Yeah.
I have Transformer in mind, and if he looks like a fucking Transformer, I don't like that. I'm sorry. Biased as shit, whatever you want to say.
Motherfucking Optimus Prime Megazord.
Yep, I don't want. I don't want fucking Megamus Prime.
Oh, Megamus Prime.
Bring your Zords together, Rangers, and form Megamus Prime. The what? Who would what? Megamus Prime. I'm sorry? Is that like Optimus? No. It is completely different. He can turn into a semi. Wait, hold on. Because that sounds like you're... I did not steal anything. I am
we
not
changed it enough. We're not getting sued.
I am not bound by your human copyright laws.
Are you I'm Michael interdimensional.
Bay? I'm interdimensional.
It's called a Fargate. We're not getting sued.
There's an opportunity here to make the Megazord look like super freaking beast.
Or
there
super
is
crap.
An opportunity yeah. here. Like look, I'm picturing
the Zords
this.
Definitely look better. But, like Bill said, if they start turning it into, like, Transformer
dude,
bullshit...
I want to see this Megazord
and it
like
doesn't come
awesome
out looking
hell.
Like an epic, like, upgraded version of Voltron like what we got,
dude,
this could be some sad shit.
If this thing... But if this thing
I wonder
is
if the
awesome
Megazord
looking,
will still grab the sword with the wrong
yes,
hand.
That's what I was about to say. I'm hoping that it comes out, like, all, like, beast mode and stuff, and then when the power sword comes down... It goes to grab it with his left hand and realizes that it's right-handed, so then it has to pick it up with the right hand.
Been making that joke for years. Let's continue the trend.
Make his swords
unless right. The sword just comes down and they just grab it out of midair or some shit, but who knows.
I also have to say, there was a little bit of mystery in the original design for the Tyrannosaurus as to where Jason was. If he really is right there in the fucking faceplate, why don't they just, I don't know, stab the faceplate face or yeah. shoot the faceplate? He's like, yeah, I got this cool Tyrannosaurus. Jason?
Alpha, we need another teenager. Stat.
I would think that the thing can handle more than just...
We can't just keep stealing teenagers, Zordon. I do what I want.
I'm interdimensional. You will do as I say. I was an emperor in my dimension.
Zordon, they're putting children on milk cartons right now. We gotta stop stealing them.
Alpha, do not view that plot hole.
Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay.
Never do that again in my presence.
You know what's sad,
now
though?
Turn
now
the viewing
have...
globe on and leave.
You know what's terrible, though, is now that we have Tyrant Zordon, he's no longer going to be like this. More than likely, it's going to be something kind of weird like this. Alpha, find me teenagers.
Yeah, will it be even more creepy that this weird alien...
Yeah,
this weird naked alien.
Oh my god, we've been making pervy Zordon jokes. This is an alien. This is a naked alien. Zordon
that brings
five young, strapping lads and ladies into his spaceship.
Oh boy,
yeah. And now that they've updated Alpha to technically should be beta at this point.
He'll hump the bars.
Yeah. They probably saw Wagon and they were like, shit,
concession
we need
bot.
To do something.
Concession bot.
Alpha looks like something out of the day the world stood still.
Yeah. Yeah, the day the earth stood still, yeah.
Next. Concept arts.
Of the.
These are 100% concepts of the original guys.
Yeah.
They're just fan art.
Okay, you see that? You see the T-Rex right there? You see how he doesn't look like he's all friendly and happy? See, that's what... every time I seen him come out, I made fun
Next.
Of that shit.
Oh, see, that's what I'm scared of.
Oh.
That fucking image right there is what I'm terrified of. And if that was true,
they're
in his fucking face, then they're going to be dead as shit. Because I would just punch or shoot the face.
Aim for the head.
Here's my thing.
And your tiny mastodon shield will not save you.
Well, it depends on what the mastodon looks like.
once again, there's not 13 of them motherfuckers cramped in looking out a bay window.
You know, everything I've seen so far, I've actually kind of liked. But this right here, I don't.
Yeah.
And the reason why I don't like this is because it needs a face. Damn it, it needs a face.
Sadly, it probably does have a face. That's like a zoom in, and then you see that it's like that double-sided glass shit.
I was going to say, I'll bet you there's a digital face that appears on it that the Rangers sit
behind.
Seems
like it's very futuristic tech. So, like with the suits and the Zords.
Well, he's interdimensional.
I wonder if once we finally get a Green Ranger, if they're going to be smart and lock the back door, or if we're going to have a scene where the Zord's going to be standing there for a while.
Shit, man, these are advanced.
And the head's just going to start shaking,
these
and they're going to be flying out the glass in the front.
These are such advanced Zords that when the Green Ranger jumps him back, it's going to be like, damn, I don't have a key card.
No, he's not. He's going to jump up there, and there's going to be one of those fucking cell phone panels, and it's going to be like thumbprint, and he's going to be like, accepted, and the door's just going to open, the Rangers are going to turn around like, fucking really? And then he's just going to start punching the shit out of people.
Actually, no, if they want to do the joke correctly, he'll go up, try to get in, and be like, fuck, they locked the back. Jump up, run across the top of the helmet, and kick out the fucking glass, and throw him out the front, being like, you thought this was a better solution, motherfucker?
Sure.
I'm still coming for that ass.
Sure, you locked the back door, but you added a front window, you dumb motherfuckers.
Sword on the whole time is sitting there like,
didn't think that one through, Alpha.
Exterminate!
Yeah.
Next.
Send Alpha out there, shit.
Oh.
Possible monster fight?
Not digging it if he turns out looking like a fucking Transformer, I'm telling you. And sadly, that's popular.
Yep.
Next. What the shit?
Red Flight Morph Weapon?
I don't even know what that is. Next. Also next. Also next.
Well, that was the pterodactyl, it looked like.
Yeah, that was the Pink Ranger's...
Go back. One more.
Yeah.
That was like the pterodactyl.
Oh, pink. If that's the fucking pterodactyl, that's awful.
That's what it looks like to me, anyway.
But
I guess it would be a jet, to be fair, and if they... Yeah. It's probably the fucking pterodactyl. It looks awful. I'm sorry. It's awful. I'm not digging that at all. It would have made more sense...
Can I be honest with you? I've never digged the pterodactyl. I always thought the pterodactyl was like a terrible design.
Pterodactyl should not be a jet.
No.
If it's futuristic and it's that fucking futuristic, make it a new, some type of like ionic engine, Harrier, where it could fly straight up, straight down, straight forward, straight back.
Oh, a VTOL.
Yeah.
The vertical takeoff and landing, yeah.
Yeah.
It can literally, like, it goes into like a chopper mode where it can go like literally up and down and then change shape or shift forms.
That would work for me.
Yeah.
If that was the actual idea, that would work for me. If this is the actual idea,
okay,
I'm not digging
it,
the
from
jet.
From what I'm seeing, it looks like she goes into its mouth.
Yeah, she goes into the mouth, which has like a little ramp, and you kind of walk up it.
It's just a jet.
Then, yeah.
It's just a fucking jet.
It's a jet with a damn bird head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and actual feet as landing gear.
Okay, so it's a fucking Robotech.
Yeah.
Does that make it better, Shane?
Go
Zoids! You like some Robotech?
I actually never cared for Robotech.
Well, there you go. You got some Robotech Ranger.
How about Zoids? Did you like Zoids?
So we got...
There's
going to
be a Liger. It's going to be in the shape of a
so
yellow saber-toothed tiger.
So let's see.
Zoids.
Let's make a count real quick. First, we have inspirations are Iron Man, Guyver, sci-fi alien movies, Resident Evil, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Robotech, Transformers.
Zoids, maybe.
Zoids.
Zoids, possibly.
We're at 8 already.
Have I left out anything? that we see as a reference?
Do you want to count in Rita's outfit?
Well, I was about to say, do you want to count the possible design of a possible monster fight?
Rita's outfit, Dragon Age, possible monster fight. I'm going to reference Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
That's what I see happening here. And let me just ask a question. This one's important. I was talking to somebody on our site a couple days ago. Well, not on our site, it was on the YouTube. And he says, what if, because of the way they look, the martial arts aspect has been removed to make way for a new age Iron Man type fighting?
What, where they already come with the blasters in the hands type of thing?
So it might just be like brawling or something. Like fist fighting.
Check the video for the latest video, because I want to give a shout out to the guy I was talking to. He made a reference. He said, what if they remove the fighting?
That might be bad.
And I was thinking about it. And today, a lot of people are digging on the explosions. And if they make this like a Michael Bay movie, it will be more about shooting the lasers and seeing things blow up. And we have no indication yet that the Rangers will have weapons. Just that they'll have Iron Man costumes.
Okay, let me do it. That's you and me arguing about Zordon.
I don't think I would like that.
About her fighting as the Green Ranger, blah,
gotta
blah,
have
blah.
Fighting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really want to see him fall for...
Costumes.
I really don't want to see five. I mean, just because I liked the costumes doesn't mean I want them to be flying around like Iron Man.
Right.
You know, just because, you know, I don't... I already watched Iron Man. I don't need five.
Well, I was about to say,
Iron
apparently it's not on
blasting.
The Rita one.
Out of their hands.
So I don't know where the fuck you saw it at.
The one right before that, maybe? Couldn't have been too long ago. I remember I was just talking to him.
Oh, wait, I see it. No, it's that Yameo. Yeah. Because you were like, yeah, it's very Iron Man. And you're like, or he said, they look too heavy. I can't imagine people doing martial arts in that kind of armor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's pretty much all it was.
What about the fact that the morphing grid increases your strength and speed? We don't know. This could be the suits could be a kind of technology like you said in Japan. It's like it's a mysticism type thing, but here in America, it's a technology. But it still enhanced them. I mean, maybe that's how they can fight in heavy ass suits, is that they're enhanced.
Well, people. Now here's the real question. Do we rate these costumes? They are costumes.
Yeah,
that's kind of our shtick.
Doesn't
matter if it's not official. We rate costumes. That's our whole shtick. It's the whole show.
Yeah, but
yeah,
they could change them. They could change them, though.
Oh, I don't see that happening.
No.
It's too late.
They are in the middle
I promise
of filming
you, yeah, they're
Rita
filming.
Repulsa wearing motherfucking wires so she can fall down and be lifted right the fuck back up like she's floating.
I think
they are in mid-filming.
I think you're granting them too much on the concept art. I promise you, those are not concept Rangers. I promise you they look like this.
Yeah, those
there's
are
no
the
doubt,
legit guys.
There's no doubt in my mind they look exactly like this. This is the final product.
Yep.
This is not concept. I promise you they look like this.
But what if they do change them, though?
They won't.
They won't.
I promise you, Scott. It's already on its way out, even.
Yeah.
We don't have that long before this comes out. They don't have enough time to redesign.
It comes out in March of next year.
Yeah.
They're filming. They already have fight scenes with Rita. If they were to change the concept now...
So
filming should be done, like, the actual them, like, doing the fights and shit should be done by, like, October.
The average movie...
From October
movie,
up until then will be
the
pretty
average,
much special
The
special
average
effects.
Movie, no matter how big the movie is, usually only takes anywhere from 2 to 4 months to film. That's it.
Yeah.
The rest of it is all CGI and editing and sounds and, like, there's a lot of work.
And post-production and stuff.
Yeah, filming is the shortest process of all of it.
Yeah.
Of all of it. You film, you get your actors in, they do what they got to do, you get some voice acting in, you do what you got to do, you film a couple scenes, everybody goes home, like...
And then
most
they call
the time,
you back for reshoots anytime in the middle of editing when they realize shit isn't working out the way that they thought it was.
Yes. Most of the time, your movie, your actors are done with their job within 2 or 3 months. And that's the reason some of these actors, when they get big, like when they blow up, you'll see them in like 9 movies back to back. Well, that's because they worked solid for 1 year just going from one set to another.
Yeah.
I promise you, these are the final product Rangers.
Listen,
just like the Rita costume is final product.
We can rate these if you guys want to. Worst case scenario, if they
have to do it again,
if they change them, we'll just be like, sorry guys, we thought the last costumes were the finalized costumes, but we were mistaken. They decided to tweak them. Now we're going to review these guys.
Well,
costumes.
The only thing that I would actually want to bring up is if we review these guys, that means that we would have to go back and review Rita. Because at the end, we didn't give scores for the Rita costume. We were just like,
but to be fair, we haven't
look
yet,
at it.
But to be fair, we haven't even started on villains yet. We've done Ranger costumes, and now we're doing robots. And our third idea, to give this away if this was going to be a surprise for later for the audience, our third idea was to go back through the series and rate the villains. Not every single monster, that would take goddamn eternity, but the main shtick villains of each series, we were going to go back and talk about them.
You mean how our rail fan, we're busy talking about how the second movie, Lord Zedd, shows up, and there's your Dolph Lundgren appearance. Because you want Lundgren in the Power Rangers for some ungodly fucking reason.
And then he would be like, dun, 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 Rangers, I must break you. yes!
Give me more reasons to hate that movie.
It would be the best!
Alright, I say we rate this and get this son bitch over with.
3.7, who's
Scott's
next?
Done with them Lundgrens. For me, I think that you have to be a certain kind of fan to appreciate what those costumes are. It's 2.5. I think the appeal nears average of what today is. But Iron Man fans and fans of that kind of look are going to like these. Other fans are simply not going to like these, so I'm at 2.5.
Two.
Same score as you, Seth.
Oh, so you're giving them a 3.7?
I liked them a lot, actually.
Well, I could guarantee you we went over on the prices, right?
And you are a kind of fan. Exactly what I just referenced. You like the Iron Man costumes.
Yep. This is sitting at a... Fuck, I got to round up.
2.98.
Technically, it goes to 3. It's 2.975.
But we always round to two digits.
So 2.98.
2.98.
So these guys are almost a 3.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that makes
no,
them an
not.
Average design.
Like I said, these guys are not fucking terrible.
Which,
and,
for
know.
Today, they are an average design.
Yeah.
This is what I expected to see, and they didn't let me down. It's exactly what I see.
It's kind of what we figured, too. Again, it's the American way. Take something that is successful and steal that motherfucker for your own.
Don't be surprised if they redid fucking Spawn on the eve of fucking Iron Man suits. He would be some sort of mechanical guy brought back by the technologies of hell.
Oh, yes.
I know all about that movie that's being in production, but I promise you, Seth, I promise you, if it was left up to corporate America and not Todd McFarlane...
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. Because McFarlane himself, he's like, no, fuck that.
That's the only thing that's kept Spawn out of the limelight the way that he is Todd McFarlane. They gave him $1 million and said, what would you do with $1 million movie-wise. And he said, I would make it animated, and I would either make something that would make me complete fucking trendsetter or make me a social outcast here in America. And
yep.
We got the Spawn anime. Animation.
And that shit was fucking awesome. Because I've been rewatching
but
it. The only
it's
problem
a harsh,
I have...
It's a harsh animation that you and I like, but most people didn't like it. It did exactly what he said. He pushed himself into social outcast.
Which is good, because that means Spawn for me, and everybody else can go fuck themselves. Again, the HBO Spawn animation does not follow the comic books the way that I wanted it to, but everybody else can go eat a bag of dicks. Spawn is mine. Fuck you.
Dang.
I need something that's mine. I'm tired of everything that I like being pushed out to the forefront of everybody's goddamn opinions. Fuck yourselves.
Damn.
No, wait.
I'm tired of you guys bitching about every goddamn tiny little fucking thing.
Now, you want to talk about hell technology? How about that suit from the Doom guy ends up still in hell? Spawn finds that. There you go.
Doom guy? Like
possibility.
Like Doom guy from the new Fantastic Four? He has Doom powers.
Not
no, 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 not
some
that.
Doom powers.
Doom guy from the Doom video games,
yeah.
In which, from what I can gather from the hour I got to play it yesterday before I had to go to work, dude, fucking thumbs up all the way, first of all, Shane.
Doom.
Second of all, it's literally is Doom 4. They found Doom Guy. He didn't quite make
Doom
it out
guy.
Of hell. They
he
didn't make it out of
powers.
Hell from Doom 3.
Did you
he
know
defeats
that?
Defeats fire
so
with
they,
dirt.
Bring his ass back to life, and he's like, "Fuck this, kill
Did
hell."
Did you know that Doom Guy has his powers or whatever the script says?
It's true, and he can stop rock people by throwing rocks.
Doom Guy,
all the motherfucking way.
Guy just does whatever he wants.
Seth is like, you motherfucker.
Okay. I'm used to it, so I don't give a shit. I get tired of everybody and the brother being like, oh, what's that? There's a Deadpool movie. Let's start talking shit about Deadpool. Oh, there's a Wolverine movie. Let's start talking about fucking Wolverine and how fucking epic he is. Oh, what's that? They're coming out with a goddamn movie about the fucking Sandman from all the fucking, oh God, what comics is it? Mirage Comics, I think? I don't know, it's one of the fucking indie comics. Oh, they're coming out with Sandman. Let's talk about Sandman. How do you motherfuckers even know half these sons of bitches? Oh, wait, that's right. You've fallen into the pop culture lure.
You guys want to...
Eat a bag of dicks. I was liking this shit back in grade school when I got my ass beat and fucking told to eat a bag of dicks on a day-to-day basis.
Dang.
For being a fat kid, watching cartoons, reading comic books, and playing fucking Super Nintendo when everybody's like, you're not fucking sitting over here stroking your dick with us playing PlayStation and watching Lara Croft fail inside of a tomb?
Dang.
Wow, you're a fucking retard loser. Now everybody's like, oh, retro's
mad.
In. Let's find all sorts of comics that nobody's fucking heard about. Eat a bag of dicks!
Dang.
Tired of this shit.
He does not like Doom Guy and his Doom powers.
No, I don't like the fact that we're talking about the Doom Guy from Doom, the actual, what is it?
Video game series.
No.
Don't make Doom fuck you up.
The USC?
He has a special, special ability that the script says to defeat Seth.
Yeah.
Bill and Shane are talking about Dr. Doom.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. No, I know. We're talking video games, they're talking comic books, everybody's all confused and irritated and wondering why this episode hasn't ended yet, so hit the button.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.